com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's go to Melanie and kick it off. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
I'm calling you to ask you if you know where I might find out if any studies regarding diabetes have ever been done about the overprescription of diabetic medications such as insulin or other oral medications, where maybe the person does not eat enough calories, carbohydrates, to over a period of time to possibly use up the amount of medication prescribed.
I don't know if there are studies that have been done on that. I'm not sure. I mean, none that I have seen, that's for sure. What's your concern?
I H, who does a lot of grant giving to various universities to make studies, but they're typically about new medications or, you know, different ways of dealing with diabetic problems. And I've not been able to find out. I don't really know how to ask it. I just know that I don't eat very many carbohydrates. I don't eat a lot of food. I do have diabetes.
On purpose? On purpose? Like you just don't want to eat? Or
reasons I can't afford all that I would like to have is the first one, and the second one is that I do a typically a vegetarian diet. Doesn't mean I never eat any meat, it just means that I seldom eat it, and I use a lot of tofu and stuff, and I just feel satisfied without it. But when I keep meticulous records of what I eat, I discover that I really don't have a lot of calories. Really don't have. I have less than 1,000 calories a day, for example, and my carbohydrates are quite low, and I have very little fat and very little salt, and so basically, they say that that's a very good diet. It just doesn't have the variety of vegetables and fruits that I would like to have added. If I have bread, then that causes problems for me. But nevertheless, I was prescribed heavy doses of insulin, two types of insulin, and my blood sugar went way up over beyond, you know, where it's like you got to do something about it.
Sure.
I stopped taking the fast-acting insulin, and my blood sugar was still not normal, but it was like very low, close to normal after eating. And I just wondered if it's possible that because I'm not eating a lot of carbohydrates, and people may assume that I'm eating more, or I don't even get 40 grams of carbohydrates per meal. They say that I need to eat 40 to 60 grams of carbohydrates per meal, and it's difficult for me to do. I just am not that hungry. So then I take the medicine, whether it be insulin or oral medication, and after the meal, then my blood sugar is higher than when I don't take anything.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I don't know of any studies on that. I will tell you that if you're looking to regulate your blood sugar as best you can and not have to be on as much medication, one of the keys to it is, and I don't know, you know, financially how you, you know, where you are with this, but just something as simple as eating proteins, fats, and carbohydrates every meal, you can help regulate it. So even if you only got 20 grams of carbohydrate, but you can have 20 grams of protein and 15 grams of fat, like a handful of almonds or something like that, and eat multiple times throughout the day, you're going to help regulate your blood sugar. That's one of the best things you can do. Did you realize that?
Yeah. I don't eat the nuts as much because I have problems with teeth, but I can grind them up and put them in my food.
Okay.
And so that's what I do, and I do seeds in my, you know, ground up in my food instead of having to chew on them because I have problems with my teeth.
I got it.
And
you can do the nut butters too. You know, you can do it like almond butter, cashew butter.
Yeah, I love almond butter. It's one of my favorites, but it's expensive. So what I haven't found yet and going to try to find is a stronger machine that I can just make my own.
Well, they have, just so you know, they've got,
they've
got almond butter now at Walmart for like $4, $3.
Oh, I know. I saw it, but it's, what I like is what they call roasted raw almond butter.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have, it's just raw and it doesn't have anything in it.
Sure, making your own is a great idea. Making your own is a great idea. So, I mean, your question is, do they have any research? My answer is I don't really know. Because I've never seen any in that regard. But I do know that if you keep things balanced in your eating habits, they've done plenty of studies on that. And that's one of the best ways to keep, you know, your blood sugar levels under control. It sounds like you're doing okay. You don't have to eat a ton of carbohydrates. You just got to stay out of ketosis. You know what that means?
Yes. And, you know, I don't have the stuff to check that, and I haven't been asked to check that. I just am really wanting desperately to not
it's interesting. Gary
have
Johnson,
to take. You know,
really,
I do have
I
the disease.
A
few years ago, I haven't always had access to health care. Consequently, I'll have medication and have access and be doing fine, and then I won't have access, and then I can't get the medication. And blah, blah, like that.
Yeah,
now I have pretty regular access. That's all well and good. Nevertheless,
means that
I'm still doing the same diet that I did back when I didn't have it in before. But then I've gotten, you know, because of the diabetes and because of the lack of control or because of what I suspect would be over-prescribing the amount of medication, I guess that's a better way to put it.
Approximately 920,000 votes.
I really have just had uncontrolled high blood sugar, and my theory is simply that I produce some insulin myself.
The reason why I resigned from in 2008 was I was a life member, by the way, which
because
I
produce some insulin.
At one point.
Then
that's
when I am prescribed a lot of, say, insulin,
like you gained $20
just,
a month by resigning. No, I resigned a membership that never expired.
You know, and I'm not eating very much carbohydrates, which means that I'm not going to use all that insulin.
I understand what you're saying. You know, and you do need a certain amount of carbohydrate in, but the proteins and the fats are going to be your keys. The body, here's what will happen. If you eat well and you eat multiple meals throughout the day, even if they're small, inexpensive type meals, and you can do that on a regular basis, the body will start regulating. And then as you go to your doctor, they'll see that and they'll have to probably manage the dose of insulin that you're getting. So that's one of your surefire ways to get the body to balance out at a much better rate. That's what I would do. And make sure your doctor's kind of on board with your game plan as well. Okay? We'll be right back. Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Are you looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1930. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,61.85, $8,80.92 for a half ounce, or $440.46 for a quarter ounce. That's $17,61.85, $8,80.92, and $440.46.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You know, your choice, and then you'll get updates about what's going on with the show
including, you know, if we like have an interview or something like that, like I did last night on Playboy Radio, which was a lot of fun. And I posted the interview, which, of course, it's on SiriusXM normally, so you have to be a subscriber typically to get the Playboy Radio content. But in this case, you'll get about 15 minutes of their show. They have the election nights.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, if you ever dealt with anxiety before, you know how it feels. I mean, this constant, almost a sense of being overwhelmed, heart starts beating fast, all these sorts of things. Well, parents' social anxiety, they're saying, may raise kids' risk for an anxiety disorder. So parental social anxiety should be considered a risk factor for childhood anxiety, according to researchers. New study, researchers from Johns Hopkins Children's Center found that kids with parents who have social anxiety disorder, which is the most common form of anxiety, are at a greater risk for developing an anxiety disorder in kids whose parents have other forms of anxiety. So the study revealed that the parental behaviors that contributed to the children's anxiety included a lack of warmth and affection, as well as high levels of criticism and doubt. So there's a broad range of anxiety disorders. So what we did was hone in on A little bit later on, social anxiety itself, and they found that the anxiety-promoting parental behaviors may be unique to the parent's diagnosis and not necessarily common to all those with anxiety. So the study's senior investigator, Golda Ginsburg, who's professor of child and adolescent psychiatry at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, said in the news release, in conducting the study, Ginsburg team examined the interactions between 66 anxious parents and their children, whose ages range from 7 to 12 years. Now, each parent-child team was videotaped while working together to write speeches about themselves and also copy designs in an etch-and-sketch. They were given 5 minutes to complete each task on a scale of 1 to 5. The researchers rated the affection and criticism the parents showed their children. Well, the study authors found that the parents with social anxiety were less warm and affectionate toward their children. The parents also criticized their children more and tended to doubt their child's ability to complete each task. Ginsburg also is a child anxiety expert at Johns Hopkins Children's Center, added that doctors treating patients with social anxiety should discuss the risk of their children and how it poses major issues. Children with an inherited propensity to anxiety do not just become anxious because of their genes. So what we need are ways to prevent the environmental catalyst, in this case, parental behaviors, from unlocking the underlying genetic mechanisms responsible for the disease, he said. Study author noted that anxiety disorders affects 1 in 5 children in the United States, and if left untreated, the condition can lead to depression, substance abuse, and poor performance in school. Studies released online in advance recently in Child Psychiatry and Human Development Journal. So, interesting about how anxiety forms. And of course, you also know that with anxiety, it's a GABA-related issue. GABA is a neurotransmitter in the brain. And making sure that you're not nutritionally deficient, that you're, you know, functioning at a peak level is very, very important. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give me a call right now. Go online, getwellradio.com. Of course, our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can check it out there as well. We're going to go to Michael now. Hi, Michael.
I've had some health issues, and I've been going through these things where the whole inside of my mouth gets raw. I'm also a singer and musician. I play. And I wrote, just been leaving, and but at the same time, like my tongue is raw, my back of my throat raw. Just curious, it might be antibiotics that I had to take, or is it like the pain medicine I've had to take? I'm not sure which one it could possibly be.
That's a tough one. The pain meds a lot of times can affect things going on in the mouth, so that may be one of the issues there that you might want to consider. That might be just kind of one of the little top issues there. You might want to look at. So talk with the doctor about the pain meds and the different side effects that you could be seeing. Now,
and that's all. And that's
B vitamin deficiency could be causing it too. B1 and B2. Either one of those.
Because he watered down his message.
Could be an issue. So looking into that, you get a blood test done, find out if you have any deficiencies, or they're, you know, they're water soluble vitamins, so they're actually really easy to use as far as figuring things out. And you know, again, plenty of fruits and vegetables, you're going to get tons of B vitamins out of there as well. So I mean, a lot of different factors. I like blood testing. I think it's great. Gives you good information, quick, easy, and it's reliable. But again, with B vitamins, like a B1, B2, you're not going to hurt yourself. And you can go to a health food store, and they'll tell you this. It's always good to talk to the doctor, kind of thing. And you can use B1 and B2 at small amounts, and then see if your mouth even responds. But you want to go with what they tell you. I'm just letting you know that information is out there. But many times that can be the case. And you could have heavy metal buildup. There could be some toxicity in there. Probably not, but it's just it could be. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. So it's not just so much genetic. It's more about our lifestyle choices. Knowing our genetic blueprint is important. I will tell you that. It's vitally important to know exactly where you are and how well your body's functioning. And getting a genetic test done where they swab the inside of your cheek, you mail it in and can figure out exactly, you know, what your blueprint is. Gene Me is a company that does that. You can check them out at getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me. More information about that. Really, really good stuff. They've got great information. It's cutting edge. It's new. And in the nutrition world, you'll be finding here very soon, right around the corner, how important it is and really how it can set you up to win. And really, that's what it's all about. And it's interesting because there's a new study out talking about really the impacts of virus and chronic fatigue. We're going to talk about that when we come out of this break. Just more. It's very interesting to think about how chronic fatigue has become so rampant in our country. Now, granted, people are under a lot more stress, financial stress, and that sort of thing. I get that.
The cocktail shrimp, let's use those buckets and bail out the water. But other people said, well, why don't we just drill a hole in the bottom of the ship and let the water pour out? And we tried to explain that that's not actually how you get water off the ship. And they said, well, let's do that anyway. So in California, they passed new taxes, more spending, and new bureaucracy.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called Gene Me. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with Gene Me. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, Gene Me has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26%.
10% off. Or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and emergency essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Shopping taken care of. It's the same great Amazon experience, the same great low Amazon prices. It's just that when you enter through our links at shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits. So it helps us, it helps you get the stuff you want and get it delivered to your door without having to deal with the parking lots and the hassles of dealing with crowds at the, you know, because crowds are going to be there soon. Black Friday's coming up. Dealing with the holiday shopping season. Avoid all of it and get it done through shop.freetalklive.com. It helps Free Talk Live when you shop there.
Bitcoins, they are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that you can send, will allow you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees. No one has access to your account with Bitcoins. You have complete control over your own accounts.
That's not the case. Now they're saying
any of these online monetary transfer organizations or any other banks. Bitcoins. You can go find out about them at weusecoins.org. You can go get your free online Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. With it, you can send Bitcoins to people via email or your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. And it's all free. It's your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. If you want to find out how to get some Bitcoins, I'll be telling you about that here shortly.
It's a big part of this as well. But the patients also report problems with memory and other thinking skills, muscle or joint pain, headache, and other symptoms. In 2009, there's a paper published in the Journal of Science connected with the syndrome to infection with mouse virus known as the XMRV. And, of course, it was
situation where the jury actually found you guilty, not because it was illegal what you did, but because
kind of
you
didn't do what the cops. But to lay the matter to rest, researchers launched a new study. They assembled blood samples from a group affected by chronic fatigue syndrome and those not affected. None of these samples had evidence of either virus. And the new study should end in all concerns about the viruses causing
it. Out in California, you were just mentioning right before we went to break that I guess they voted, people voted in California for more taxes.
Oh yeah, a new tax on everybody to help, you know, fund education for the children.
Released the weaknesses of the past research in years, and she says now
send them to public school.
Oh, well, right. And what's actually interesting about that is it's supposed to raise $9 billion to go to the schools, but like $6 billion of that is money that the state had withheld giving the schools as like a loan, promising to pay them later. So really, they're taxing themselves to pay the schools back what they borrowed already.
It caused the Epstein-Barr infection.
California is one of the states that is in the worst, the most dire financial straits. I mean, I haven't seen an update on it recently, but I imagine it's still in the news out there. Last time we saw it, it was billions of dollars in the hole behind all trying to pay.
Oh, no, they paid it all off.
Did they?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they didn't. They didn't even come close. They have no intention of ever paying it off. They're waiting for the federal government to come and bail them out.
Well, their last gimmick before doing these taxes was to go to the local communities and basically go
into chronic fatigue. I mean, you just look at it. You eat bad. You don't exercise. You're totally stressed out. You're working 80 hours a week. You go through a bad relationship or whatever you got going on in your life. You compound and you're trying to see your kids and spend time with them. I mean, you put all that together and you got a big mess. And the body has a hard time recovering anyway from stress. So putting all that together is interesting to say the least. And many people are struggling with that today. And chronic fatigue is a real deal. People really struggle with that and have a hard time with it. Doctors are diagnosing it all the time. So it's coming up with a good game plan of how to get the body functioning and learning what that really is. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. And give me a call now. Don't forget our wellness providers at our website. You find them there, getwellradio.com. Healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. We've got some great folks around the country joining the team. Let's go to Brooke now. Hi, Brooke.
I'm calling on regards to I got rheumatoid arthritis. Things started happening as I progressed and started taking medicines and stuff. I had an allergic reaction, and that went away. Then it went to my face, and I've had a form of rosacea for probably a year and a half. And I'm losing my hair. The rosacea is getting really, really bad.
It's tough. I know the rosacea can get really, really tough. I mean, but you remember that all these conditions, like any kind of skin condition, usually happens from the inside out. Okay, so skin conditions, I always say, are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. So if you get down to it and you really can figure out exactly what's going on within the digestive tract, that's the key. So you balance out the bacteria, the good with the bad, and probiotics can help do that. Fermented dairy products, fermented vegetables like kimchi are really good at that. And they can help you figure out exactly what's going on with, you know, as far as once you start eating those foods, you'll notice if you had an imbalance in the bacteria in your gut, which is important to know. Now, that's a big one. And the other is making sure that you get enough of the omega-3 fats. So cod liver oil and krill oil, salmon oil, they're all wonderful. You can get great omega-3s and what you need out of those to give your body back what it needs. And many skin conditions come from deficiencies. They really do. And poor bacteria. So you start clearing those up, and you'll start noticing, or you should start noticing a difference. And your doctor, I don't know what they're doing, the dermatologist or whatever, but some dermatologists are on board with that theory, and others are not. So you just have to go with what they tell you. I will tell you this. Healthy gut, healthy skin. Skin's the largest organ that we have, and there's a very strong gut-skin connection. And it's pretty amazing. So keep looking into that, and I think you'll notice a big difference. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going over to Larry now. Hi, Larry.
Yes, Dr. Asa. I had recently bought some new probiotics, and I don't know much about them. I just know that the one I bought has, I guess it's several billion of, like, three different strands of it.
Sure.
Uh-huh. But the old one that I normally have been buying has, like, 16 different strands. And I was wondering just, you know, a little bit of information on having a multitude of strands, or if just the three, you know, main ones are good, just depending on how many is in each capsule. And maybe, I know it suggests you to take a certain amount on the bottle, but I've heard you say if you're having problems like with candida and other things like that, to maybe up it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it's important to do that. I mean, with probiotics, first and foremost, you know, 2 or 3 billion per capsule is fine. I mean, when they get 16 billion, that's fine, too. There's nothing wrong with it. But, you know, the probiotics are just good to take on a regular basis, I think. It, just with everything we have coming at us in our food supply and water supply, it's good to make sure you've got healthy bacteria going on in your gut. It's just extremely important. So the probiotics, as long as they're, you know, the good quality, good brand, ones that you can trust, and they've got a good amount of organisms in there, then you should be fine. Are you eating fermented dairy too, yogurt and those sorts of foods?
Yeah, I'm doing the unsweetened kefir, and I bought some kimchi because I'd never had it before, and I know that that's a fermented food.
Yeah,
but,
it's really good. Yeah.
I was wondering, you know, after I take my probiotics, I try to do it on an empty stomach, because I don't want to waste it. You know, it gets absorbed if there's food in your stomach and it doesn't get utilized.
It absorbs a little bit better, I think. Yeah.
And I wondered, you know, what if I drink certain things after I, like if I drink, you know, some green tea or coffee, which I only drink like one cup of coffee maybe for every 3 days or so, would that hurt the bacteria at all? Like the hot food or the hot beverage?
No, typically not. Coffee itself, you're not really going to affect the bacteria too much with that. I wouldn't worry about that one at all, because the bacteria usually going to be affected more of what's in the water that's in the coffee. Like, for example, if it had chlorinated water, the chlorine will go in and wipe out a lot of the bacteria in the gut, the good and the bad. So that's why, you know, the chlorinated water, fluorinated water, a lot of times you want to steer clear of, because it can disrupt the bacterial flora and, of course, shuts, you know, can depress the immune system and decrease elimination and those kind of things. So, good question, though, for sure. Thanks, Larry. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Our health tip, one of them for the day, is how to prevent excess gas. And we found Health Day talked about excessive gas in the digestive tract, of course, can make you feel bloated and uncomfortable. But the American Gastroenterological Association, the AGA, offers these suggestions to help prevent the condition. If you wear dentures, have your dentist check to make sure they fit properly, believe it or not. Don't chew gum or eat hard candies, particularly those that contain sorbitol. And eating foods that contain high fructose corn syrup, also avoid carbonated drinks. They can both create a lot of gas and bloating. Don't eat foods that tend to cause gas, like cauliflower, broccoli, beans, bran, and cabbage. Well, remember, usually you've got a bacterial issue. You get the good probiotics going in there, and you can handle those foods very well. If you're lactose intolerant, the AGA says to restrict your dairy products And they said to try exercise, especially jogging, walking, and calisthenics. The increased blood flow and the increased activity can help tremendously improve your overall digestion and the elimination of excess gas and bloating. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. We'll get back to your health questions when we come back from this quick break. Remember, if the body can get sick, there's hope to get well, stay well, and live well. It's all about being strategic with your health.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late?
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Make sure you check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Now, more Healthy Talk Radio.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Make sure to check us out at drassid.com. 888-283-7272. It's time to stop worrying, folks, and start living. Let's get healthy together, just you and me. Your answers are just a phone call away. You can also go online and send a short and easy-to-read email. I'll do my best to make it part of the show. Let's go to Tim now. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dr. Ace. How you doing?
Living well, man. What's up?
I got a situation with my father, man. 2 weeks ago, I had to take him into the Baptist Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee, because he was severely dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make a long story short. I guess he had part of his colon removed 5 years ago due to cancer in his colon.
Okay.
And he went in 2 weeks ago for his two-week annual or five-year checkup, and they said he was flying with good colors, whatever. You know, just everything was great.
That's fantastic. Really?
A week after that, he had had diarrhea prior to his diagnosis, to his checkup, and he told the doctor that. And anyway, he's got a condition now called C. difficile in his body. We have to go in to see him in the emergency room, I mean, in the intensive care.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's terrible, man. And I think there's a possibility we could still lose him. But it was very bad last week. And they can't get him off the respirator. That's a very serious disease. And I just wonder what, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know about this type of disease. I just wondered if you could give me a little bit of information about it. I've checked on the internet about it and this and that, but
here's
going on right now.
It is.
We've had to have his colon completely removed.
The inflammation has gotten so bad, and it started out with the diarrhea, right?
Yes.
That's the way it always starts.
After having his colon removed, he still had diarrhea all these 5 years. And, you know, he probably didn't take care of himself as well as he should. But 2 weeks, now he's been in the hospital. I keep saying 2 weeks. Three to 4 weeks ago, he was playing 18 holes of golf a day and working a full-time job.
What kind of antibiotics was he taking?
I know the antibiotics. I've checked on the internet. He wasn't taking any antibiotics.
Hmm.
He was taking a lot of heart type related blood thinners and heart blood pressure pills and stuff like that, you know, for that. And I guess he was taking them as well as we could keep up with him on doing it, you know.
Yeah, did they?
72 years old. Very active.
Here's the thing, C. diff is a real challenge, and the reality is that with this kind of deal, he can come out of it. Even though they're saying he may lose him and all that, your dad, is he a fighter? Sounds like he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he's trying to get out of the bed now. I just left the hospital, and he's trying to get out of bed, you know, and he's got the respirator in, and he actually pulled it out today. And it's just a sad, sad deal, man. I just don't know, and I heard your radio show on the, for the first time coming home, actually just scanning through the channels, and I said, man, this is pretty interesting here. I don't know if I'm, I hope there's a lot of people 70 and in their 70s, because they say this disease is actually growing, and I'm just concerned why they might could not have found this when they did his five-year annual checkup, because it might have been, you know, in the system then. It was...
Well, actually, what let me just explain something to you. This condition, it's not about them finding it and why they didn't do it on his checkup or whatnot, but depending on if he took a round of antibiotics or not. See, this condition, the C. difficile, is what happens is it usually happens when you take a certain round of antibiotics and there becomes some complications with antibiotics. And what happens is it starts with the diarrhea. And then it leads to an infection within the body. And the symptoms from the antibiotic therapy can lead into, you know, severe cramping and pain, blood in the stool, and just severe digestive-related issues that can just cause, I mean, it can cause you, I mean, severe dehydration. It's not even, it doesn't even scratch the surface to what it does, and that's why he has to stay in the hospital. It can cut down your breathing. It can cut down, it can start shutting your system down if it's not taken care of. So, depending on your age and depending on how strong your immune system is to be able to fight, that's where it comes in. And so don't, I wouldn't be discouraged that they didn't catch it. I don't know that it was any something that they could catch when he went in for his, when he went in for his checkup. I mean, it sounds to me like they, it came on after that for whatever reason, however they were treating him. And you and I both don't know the medications and things they were using. I mean, I could have a hunch. But it sounds to me like I would go get the records and look into it and talk with the doctors and find out all the medications he was taking. And if you want to email me that at drasa.com, I could probably help you from that point, because we need to know the specifics. That is really important. The main thing your dad can do right now is to keep his attitude strong, which I'm sure he is. Don't let him give him any type of milk products or any wheat products of any kind. And if he can get in probiotics, I would start using those. Make sure you clear them with the doctor, especially if he's still under an attending in the hospital. That's important. You always want to be respectful of the attending. And make sure that he's putting the good bacteria back in his digestive tract so it can repair and heal itself. L-glutamine is an amino acid that works great, too, in a situation like this. Thanks for the call, and we'll be here for you.
It's another hour in the charts. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. I'd like to thank my producer, Jay Patrick. This is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope to get your health back.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.